Not gone yet?
Obviously not.
Ooh, ask a silly question.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'll forgive you this time.
Oh, I've had a terrible day. I don't know what to make of it.
Well, what's the trouble? Can I help?
Oh, it's one of the girls, Susan Foreman.
Susan Foreman? She your problem as well?
Yes.
You don't know what to make of her?
Nope.
How old is she, Barbara?
15.
15. She lets her noddlish out a bit at a time, just as not to embarrass me. That's how I feel about her. Knows more science than I'll ever know. She's a genius. Is that what she's been doing with history?
Something like that.
And that's your problem, eh? Whether to hand over the class to her?
No, not quite.
Oh, what?
Ian, I must talk to someone about this, but I don't want to get the girl into trouble. And I know you're going to tell me I'm imagining things.
No.
Well, I told you how good she is at history. I had a talk with her and told her she ought to specialize. She seemed quite interested until I said I'd be willing to work with her at her home. Then she said that would be absolutely impossible as her grandfather didn't like strangers.
He's a doctor, isn't he? That's a bit of a lame excuse.
Well, I didn't take too much notice, but then recently her homework's been so bad.
Yes, I'll say.
Well, finally, I got so irritated with all her excuses, I decided to see this grandfather of hers and tell him to take some interest in her.
Oh, did you indeed? And what's the old boy like?
Well, that's just it. I got the address from the secretary. 76 Totters Lane, and I went along there one evening. Oh, Ian, do pay attention.
Sorry, you went along there?
There isn't anything there. It's just an old junkyard.
Oh, you went to the wrong place.
Well, that was the address the secretary gave.
Oh, the secretary got it wrong then.
No, I checked. There's a big wall on one side, houses on the other, and nothing in the middle except this junkyard. And that is number 76 Totters Lane.
It's a bit of a mystery. Well, there must be a simple answer.
What?
Well, we'll have to find out for ourselves, won't we?
Thank you for the we. She's waiting in one of the classrooms. I'm lending her a book on the French Revolution.
And what's she going to do? Rewrite it? All right. What do we do? Ask her point blank?
No, I thought we could drive there, wait till she arrives and see where she goes.
All right.
That is, if you're not doing anything.
No, I'm not. After you.
Sorry, Miss Rath, I didn't hear you coming in. Aren't they fabulous?
Who?
It's John Smith and the Common Men. They've gone from 19 to 2 in Hickory.
Don't talk utter nonsense, Susan. That's the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. I listen to that all the time. It's a great show.
You are surprising, Mr. Chesterton. I wouldn't expect you to know a thing like that.
I have an inquiring mind and a very sensitive ear. Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 26. We're going to have a few problems with this episode because we're in Southport with no internet connection, no Vodafone signal for our mobiles, which is rather upsetting Alicia. By the way, I'm Adam.
I'm Alicia.
Worse luck. And pardon, you have to come over here if you want to say I'm Isabella. So we've basically got a bit of a bad backlog of stuff to try and fit into the show. Basically, the news up to the last Sarah Jane Adventures before the death of the Doctor, which we haven't seen yet, was on. Isn't that right, Alicia?
Yes.
Right.
Now I've got itchy leg.
So, what have we been up to so far this week?
Shopping.
Yes, and more.
Shopping.
Doctor Who-wise, I managed to get a copy of The Seeds of Doom from Asda in Southport, which I haven't watched yet because I've only just managed to rig up the DVD to actually play anything. The mystery, well, some of the listeners have written in and say, well, we've heard me, Alicia and Isabella. Well, there must be a woman in the family. And
there isn't.
There is, anyway.
No.
Our listeners podcasts have the voice of sexy women on there, Deb.
No, Adam.
Yes, they do. Occasionally. Some of our podcasts actually use their sexy wives just to do little links like you're listening to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Sorry, there you go.
Mummy, my arm's itching.
So,
yes.
So, before we go on to what I can cover, which is bits like feedback and stuff like that, can we talk about the last Sarah Jane Adventurous story, which I
can't remember.
Of which the title eludes me. Which is rather frustrating. Now I can't look up.
Because we watched the Sarah Jane Adventures.
Sarah Jane Adventures. I can remember basically what the storyline was.
It
was, yes, the there was this sort of building, wasn't there, with these strange sort of cyborg men in it who were trying to protect the human race from the knowledge of alien creatures, and they kept all these alien creatures in a huge underground environment, and. Yes, evil alien was trying to gain access to, pay attention, was trying to gain access to this environment to release all of his species, and they'd already had some contact with this alien before, hadn't they?
Yes.
And I can't remember what the name of the alien was. Because without the internet, of course, so we can't make any notes. Basically, he's dying, and he's the alien that can sort of get into people's bodies and control them. So it gives Elizabeth Sladen a chance to, act like a possessed person, which she's particularly good at doing. And it was the Men in Black, wasn't it? The blokes in it were the Men in Black, the literal Men in Black that depicted in the film, but not played by Will Smith and that other chap. But basically that's what it is. I'll tell you what. Compared with I didn't like the first story, I absolutely loved this one. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. This is one of the best Sarah Jane Adventures stories that they've ever done. What do you think, Alicia?
Do you like it?
Oh, come on. It's ridiculous.
Found it.
Pardon?
Boring.
What was boring about it?
Found it.
It's really difficult doing a podcast with all this background noise.
I want to watch the Doctor one.
Can you actually sit a bit nearer the microphone?
I want to watch the Doctor one.
Yeah, well, that's on tomorrow and the day after. And I doubt we'll be around when it's actually being shown on BBC One. So we'll have actually got it recorded on the Sky Plus at home.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry?
Yes.
Well, on the subject of Sarah Jane Adventures, we did have Maddie and the CARDIS on the way to Bally last Monday.
Why do you call it the CARDIS?
Why not call it the CARDIS? That's a brilliant name for the car, isn't it, Mummy? The CARDIS. I think it's a brilliant name.
I don't like it.
Anyway, we had Maddie in the CARDIS, and this is what she had to say about the first Sarah Jane Adventures story. Before we get into talking about, good grief, stuff to do with school, let's talk about, first of all, introduce the very lovely Madeline Poucher. Well, thank you for that. Yes, so Maddie, do you know why you have a microphone stuffed under your nose?
Oh,
come on.
Oh, the podcast.
Yeah, obviously for the podcast, but specifically...
Sarah Jane Adventures?
Correct.
Oh, it was amazing. Oh.
See, I find her amazing as well.
It was so cool.
I know.
Oh, lovely.
What are you doing?
No, but members of the cast aside, what about the story?
Pretty good.
I thought it was pretty cool. Well, I didn't know why he had to go to Oxford.
Yeah.
He could just have gone to any other university.
Yeah, well, they never really state where Bannerman Road is, do they? As in what
it's
part
in
of
West
the...
London.
Oh, it's in West London, otherwise known as Cardiff. But anyway, isn't Oxford sort of the closest university to London?
Yeah, but
or Cambridge.
It's just a bit pretentious.
Oh,
has he got to go to Aberystwyth or anything else? But it had to be Oxford.
Well, maybe the Americans are sort of only really heard of Oxford. Then the only series of Sarah Jane Adventures to actually go to America was the first one, so they haven't actually seen the last three series. Right, well, so you think it was good?
Yeah.
Can you try and convince me as to why it was good? Because I thought it was terrible.
Why did you think it was terrible?
I thought the bit at the beginning with the exploding Savine, but Savine, what are they called, Alicia?
Savine.
Ah, something. It was a bit sort of silly and has been done before.
Sorry, are you talking to me?
No, I was talking to Maddie, actually.
And I thought the fact that an alien creature would be called the Nightmare Man, because it's humans that are called men. Alien creatures aren't actually men, they're aliens. And he called himself the Nightmare Man. I thought that was very, very silly.
No, I thought the fact that he was called the Nightmare Man made it more scary.
I could accept that.
Because
Luke,
it was a simple name, but it had some meaning behind it.
Well, I would accept that Luke would call him the Nightmare Man. If he didn't know his name, he'd call him the Nightmare Man, because he was a man.
Maybe the Nightmare Man got his name from Luke.
That's giving it an excuse, but it's probably a plausible one. Yeah, I can't. It was just another thing. I didn't like it. But you liked it, and it's a children's programme, so I suppose it's obviously.
Luke's fashion turned out right, didn't it, really?
His what?
Luke's fashion.
Fashion?
Yeah. His outfit was really
nice. His car was good.
Yeah, I wanted that car. It's immense.
And his tin dog was very good as well. I was well impressed with his tin dog.
K-9.
Not too impressed with the fact that they got rid of K-9 for about the fifth time in the history of a Doctor Who series.
Well,
especially as he's, you know, they've got that series in New Zealand, Australia, wherever it was, the K-9 series, the Disney one, which we haven't seen yet, which John Leeson does the voice for as well.
K-9's pretty cool, so.
Yeah, so keep him in the series then, that's what I say.
Yeah, but maybe he's just too cool. Too cool.
Okay, well, obviously they've achieved their purpose. Do you know anybody who didn't like it, though?
In the
wild.
You.
No,
Dad.
No, I'm talking about children. Not adults, yes.
Dad, do you really think she'll be talking about Sarah Jane Adventures at Calf High School?
Are you telling me, Maddie, that you are a closet Doctor Who stroke Sarah Jane Adventures fan, then? You wouldn't dream of mentioning it to
anybody
else.
None of my friends like it.
Yeah. Why would you pick up and look?
They don't really watch
the CBC. Yeah, so you start talking about really cool stuff, right? Yeah. And then you sort of go, I watched Sarah Jane Adventures last night.
I did say that.
What do you think of it?
I did say that. But the only person I knew was this.
Well, the thing is, that sounds exactly, sounds what Toby Haydock had to put up with when he was your age. And we were all under the impression that Doctor Who is now a cool thing for people to like, but obviously that's not the case.
No.
But anyway, thank you very much, Maddie, for your opinions.
Well, it was called David Tennant. It was called David Tennant in it. People seem to not like it anymore because they thought that they seem to think that Matt Smith isn't as good as David Tennant, but
you don't think that?
Well, I like David Tennant.
Controversial.
And I like Matt Smith.
Oh, good. Well, you like Matt Smith. That's the main. But anyway, thank you very much for your intelligent opinions on Sarah Jane Adventures. Although I have to say, Alicia's opinions on Sarah Jane, when we did on the last podcast, were quite intelligent as well, which is so more surprising, the fact that she was doing it about 10:15 in the evening and half asleep at the time. So thank you, and we'll hopefully speak to you again in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
So there you have it. Sorry about the background noise, but that was the CARDIS engines roaring away in their Volkswagen Polo way. So, moving straight on, because we can't do... What can't we do? We can't do eBay. We can't do audio feedback, because that's locked up in my emails. But we can do the feedback that I downloaded earlier. We've had several bits of feedback from Draculosaurus, because he just says, great show, and that's it. So I sort of just like to give him mention, thank him for sending in the feedback. It's really nice of him. Graham Sheridan, can you be quiet, please? Well, now I know where she gets it from. Well, I hope you can get your podcast on the move recorded, which is this one. By the way, young Alicia, as cute as ever, that's young Alicia, as cute as ever, and you could tell she was tired as the first shut up. I can't read this, let's try again. And you can tell she was tired as her first shut up at you came out of nowhere.
Shut up,
Dad. Sorry to hear you didn't like the Nightmare Man. I'm afraid I'm going to have to agree with the podcast disruptor of that one. But I enjoy your time off. But enjoy your time off where possible. And I hope Isabella gets well soon. Are you all right now, Isabella?
Yeah.
Isabella, come here. Come here.
Sarah Jane Adventures
are on. Hey? Not yet, it isn't.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Going to say something?
No.
Hello to Saintly Adam. Well, he must be to put up with it all. And the podcast
say
saboteur.
It, say it, say it, say it, say something.
Sam Perel.
He's not a joke, isn't he?
a few weeks ago, I did post. Of course, a bit of muck on the screen. I can't read it. I did post that you were, in fact, a soap opera or a reality TV show. What I want to know is when did Alicia regenerate? The delightful, enthusiastic. Do you mind?
A year ago.
Shush.
It was about.
Can I?
When I started Solum. Yeah, which was about 4 years ago.
Can I continue? The delightful, enthusiastic girl from the original series has clearly transmogrified into the teenager from hell. Adam, are you sure she is a one and the same person? Anyway, another entertaining listen, hammering away on the cross trainer instead of running due top, pulled a hamstring. Basically pulled a hamstring doing that. He listens to the show, the one at the gym. I never did go onto eBay to see what became of the rare collection, and we can't either today, although I might save this and do the rest of the podcast when we actually can.
Or in the car.
A snip at a mere £5,000, that's that rare collection I was talking about. Can you tell from eBay what was happening to unsold items? No, not unless you watch them. If you watch items on eBay, you can see what happens to them after the auction finished, I think.
What have you done that before?
No. Apart from my stuff. Yeah, sometimes I do, yeah. Just to see how much the items went for when I missed on out on buying them. The idea of an expurgated version, I mean, a version without you, could be a good one-off. You could release it as a director's cut or uncut version alongside the real thing. I worry, though, that the batteries in my MP3 player might not last long enough. I think they're good for about 16 hours. A solo one, though, would simply not be the same. For a start, it would be 20 seconds, not 20 megabytes. Of course, by the time you reach episode 250, Isabella will be able to play a full... Will you shut up? Isabella will be able to play a full-time part. I am particularly looking forward to the review of The Doctor and Amy Fell Down. Catchy title, that. Not even interested.
Isabella, what happened to Doctor and Amy?
Oh, shut up, coaching her. Anyway, Andy Nunny also says, here's hoping for many more. Thank you, Andy, and sorry about Isabella's... What have you got to say to Andy? A bit closer to the microphone. It's over here, look. Right, a special message from Isabella to Andy Nunny.
Thank you.
What are you thanking him for?
To get the parrot brick.
Pardon?
Parrot Chris.
Well, parrot Chris?
Say your catchphrase, Isabella. Come here.
Never mind. Right. So I think it's about time we... played a bit of Doctor Who, and what do you think, Alicia?
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to the Doctor Whovian podcast, episode 4. I'm Adam.
And I'm Alicia.
And we're here to discuss...
Oh,
good grief. Same time every blooming episode, isn't it?
Yes.
Doctor Who, Alicia. It's a Doctor Who podcast.
Yeah.
Now then, what do you think of the news that David Tennant has split up with his girlfriend? Oh, goodness, how many times do I have to tell you?
Really?
Silence doesn't work on an audio presentation.
I don't really mind.
You don't mind? Yeah. So you don't think you've got any chances then?
No.
You think he's a bit old for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So currently we are watching a story called The Seeds of Doom. And what do you think? We've got up to episode 3.
Good. People turn into plants.
People turn into plants. That's a pretty vague explanation of the storyline, but I suppose it will have to do for now. Now, we haven't quite watched episode 3 of the Sarah Jane Adventures because we had a bit of mishap with episode 2, didn't we?
Did we?
Yes, the series link didn't work. We discussed that last week. So we'll put by the discussion of episode 2 of the Sarah Jane Adventures till next time, because then we'll have watched the whole story. That's on tonight, by the way, Sarah Jane Adventures.
Is it?
Yes, but we've already recorded it because it's on the advance showing on CBBC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I have apologies to make because last week we were looking on the internet for websites relating to Doctor Who. We may do a bit more of that later on. But I went to TARDIS.co.uk on the sort of recommendation of the WhoCast, and I got an email from Paul from the WhoCast to say that I actually got the address wrong. It was TARDISpod.co.uk, and I did investigate TARDISpod.co.uk, and it's actually very, very good. So I would recommend that it's a podcast of the Doctor Who, a different one. But it's a very good website, TARDISpod.co.uk. I also looked up the word geek in the dictionary. Do you know what a geek is?
Someone that's really smart.
Someone's really smart. It's not quite what it says in the dictionary. It says that somebody who's an expert on computers, of which I'm not.
So that means it's a doctor that's a geek.
I suppose a doctor is a bit of a geek, actually, but if you're talking about in relation to being an expert on computers or anything, really. But what it also says that it's also an insult to people to be called a geek. Derogatory. Because most Doctor Who fans, you should actually say, if you want to ask me the question, why are we talking about this, you actually say it out loud. So
why are we talking about this?
Because most Doctor Who fans are regarded as geeks, which I was always a bit worried that it might be a bit of an insult, so I thought I'd look it up in the dictionary and see what it said, and I find that I'm a little bit insulted by it, because somebody told me that I should be proud to be a geek, but as I'm not an expert on computers, I don't think I can be regarded as one, and as far as the derogatory comments in relation to being a geek is concerned, I certainly would be completely and utterly insulted if anybody ever called me one. I am a Doctor Who fan, though. And that's about as far as we can go on that particular statement. Anyway, so...
I just want to say, Melanie's heard some news, my friend. Yeah? She's heard some news that, Rose is coming back for 4 episodes in the Doctor Who series.
Rose is coming back for the 4 episodes of Doctor Who series?
In one of the Doctor Who series. She's heard about it in a paper.
Was again a valid source of information there. Unfortunately, incorrect because it's not Rose that's coming back for 4 episodes. It's Martha in series 4.
Rose is coming back all the time.
I think that's a bit unlikely.
Series five is not for 4 episodes or 1 in series 5.
But unfortunately, series 5 isn't being filmed until 2010, or shown at least until 2010, and we don't even know if David Tennant's going to be in it yet. So that's highly unlikely that they would have actually planned that far ahead. And apart from the fact Rose is trapped in an alternative universe which she can't get out of...
Something might happen.
I think that's a bit of cogswallop, to be honest with you.
Oh, the Daleks decide them to fight again.
Well, I hear that the contract that the BBC has to have stories involving Daleks is coming to an end.
What?
Yeah, they've only got a limited period of time in which they can actually use Daleks for storylines. The Terry Nation estate granted the BBC a period of time. I don't know when that time ends, but I'm fairly sure it's this year. So if the Daleks do appear, they have to get a new contract from the Terry Nation estate, which, judging by the fact the Daleks are, probably really, to the standard that the Terry Nation would have liked, they may well give them a new contract to actually have more Daleks.
I would like to see. I know this will happen. I would like to see Davros in it, how they can go back in time and see Davros, or something like that.
The Sea Devils. Well, that's not.
Davros.
Davros. So I thought you said go back in time and see the Sea Devils.
No, it's Davros.
Well, they're going to bring back the Sontarans in the next next series. And when I told you that, you said who are the Sontarans, and it's a bit of a worry considering
you don't. Eggheads.
No, potato heads more than egg heads.
They thought they looked like eggs.
Well, I suppose it does look like a bit of an egg in an egg cup, but it's more of a potato in an egg cup, isn't it?
Yeah. Squash potato.
Yes. You've kind of deviated me then. What were we talking about before you started on about... we were talking about Rose being in Doctor Who.
I would like to see a Rose back in series.
You've got to move on, Alicia. You've got to move on. Move on, new areas. You don't need to keep on bringing people back.
I'm looking forward to Catherine Tate, though.
Yes, I'm sure she'll be very good. I'm looking forward to Catherine Tate. I'm just looking forward to a new series coming along, alone, Catherine Tate. What about the other thing, of course, that rumours are flying around at the moment, that Kylie Minogue's character Astrid in the Christmas special, which is Voyage of the Damned.
I've heard that.
Astrid is an anagram of TARDIS. So the theories are that she is a TARDIS.
My God, but I don't really understand how.
Or she could be the TARDIS.
I don't really understand how the TARDIS could crash into the Titanic.
Where it's indestructible.
Where is it indestructible? Is it changed shape or something? He's fixed the chameleon circuit.
No. Well, the thing is, this will all be explained. This is why he's done this, Russell T. Davies, because it makes people want to watch that Christmas special to find out what the blimmin' heck's going on.
If it is changed, will he fix it back to the proper shape or keep it like that?
I don't think he will have done. I think that the TARDIS will forever be a police box.
Yeah.
Even though it did occasionally, or for one story, change into some sort of strange organ. Isabella's trying to pull my cable out. So, anyway, is there anything else you'd like to discuss in relation to rumours about Doctor Who or anything you're hoping to see in a new series?
Like to see Catherine Tate and Martha fight. The Doctor's like looking in between the fight kind of thing. Well, that will be funny.
Isabella wants it. Yes, thank you. What do you want, Ben? Really?
Or Captain Jack.
Yeah, I'd like to see Captain Jack back again. I don't think it's likely to happen.
Because I would like to know, why did they call him the Face of Bo? Is Captain Jack the Face of Bo?
Well, apparently so, but I'd like a bit more of an explanation as to why he's the Face of Bo. But my explanation of that is, or what I think is, where is it where he can't be killed?
Yeah.
Well, imagine that sometime in the future he has a fight with someone that gets his head cut off.
And
he can't die, can he?
No.
So his head then would have to be put. It could be good grow. Just gets older and older, so in a way it could grow, and it could end up, but he has to live in a sort of container. But what that doesn't explain, he can't die, so what's he doing dying? What's the fact, why, how can the Face of Bo die?
Well,
if he can't die, he's in, you know, that's what I don't understand about that thing.
Sometimes it wears off for millions and millions of years.
No, it doesn't though, does it? Because he can't die.
He's immortal.
He's immortal. So what's he doing? What's the Face of Bo dying?
Yeah, because he gave his last power.
Captain Jack.
Power can't
die
forever. Power can't last.
No, but if you're immortal, you're immortal. There's no, the only thing that could have, there must be some explanation as to how the Face of Bo, if indeed he is Captain Jack, which apparently he is, who's immortal, dies. There's no explanation for that.
Or they can put in an episode how he changed. And he's in the fight.
Or they could put in some sort of, maybe in Torchwood perhaps, some.
Or maybe that the Doctor did the Face of Bo, trying to put it in a tank. They had a fight or something, and Doctor was there, and Captain Jack's head got cut, and he had to do the operation to the tank.
To stick him into a tank, yes, that's possible. But I'd like it if they, it's a good, very good point, I would like it if they could explain that somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
There's a few things that could be explained. I'd like to, obviously, because they left the knife edge bit with the Master and that ring bit, that implies the Master will be coming back.
I think the Master will come back, but with a different face.
No, I don't think he'll come back with a different face.
I think he will.
No, I don't think. John Sim, I'm sure, will be available to do one or a two-part story next season.
No, they do a two-part story, and maybe you can. At the end, he can go off in this project. Well, there's going to be a Dalek story next time.
Not guaranteed. It's not been confirmed. They've only confirmed Sontarans. What was the other thing they confirmed?
Well, they have to do a Dalek story because we have to know what happened to the last ever Dalek that is living at the moment.
We don't have to know, but.
We want to know.
Wouldn't it be good if they could just. Have a series of the current series of Doctor Who without the Daleks to show that they can manage without them.
Or Cybermen.
Yes, well, we didn't have any Cybermen in the last series, did we?
No. Cybermen.
We know that the Cybermen in the current series of Doctor Who is a alternative Cyberman from Earth. How about, now we've seen...
Cyberwoman!
Shut up. How about that we've seen a mask from a Cyberman from Mondas.
Mondas?
Yes, the Cybermen.
Yeah.
We've already seen in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Bring back those Cybermen. You know, the Cybermen from...
They can go back in time.
The Cybermen from the Cybermen from the Doctor's universe.
Yeah.
That obviously they've evolved, and they can then look still like the Cybermen from the alternative universe, couldn't they?
Uh-huh.
Bring back the Cybermen, but don't make them alternative universe Cybermen. Make them Doctor's universe Cybermen.
Well, I would like somehow in one last story or something that the Blues and the Cybermen somehow get through with those. As a prisoner.
Oh, forget about Rose. Forget about Rose. If the Doctor Who cannot survive without having Rose in it, then it's no point having the show on at all, because it's not Rose Who, it's Doctor,
Doctor Who. But
she's just a former companion. It's very good.
What do you think
put it in the past.
Stories are going to be this?
Well, like I say, I want to see... We know we're going to see the Sontarans. I hope we see the Master, because we want to see... I want to confirm my theory about the ring actually holding his DNA.
Actually, I would like Savine come back again. Because we know that
Savine. I would like to see a crossover episode. I must admit, I would like to see a crossover episode between Sarah Jane's Adventures and Doctor Who.
Yeah, but I would like to see Savine come back, because there's one last child left. The child of Savine.
Yes, I'm not sure about that, but I'm not really bothered about the Savine appearance. They've made their appearance in Sarah Jane Adventures. Actually, they're not my favourite monster in the slightest. I could live without them, to be honest with you.
Well, I just want to know what happened, really. I like Sarah Jane Adventures.
So do I think it's very good, and I didn't mind the Savine
It's getting better. I wonder what the next episode's going to be. The Nuns.
Yeah, well, we've got episode 1 to watch tonight, and episode 2 will be on CBBC tonight as well. So that's a whole story to watch. I don't know when we're going to be able to watch it or not. We'll have to wait and see. But certainly we'll have to review that in the next episode of the Doctor Whovian podcast.
Yeah.
What I did see in Woolworths the other day, yesterday in fact, was the new TARDIS.
That's good.
The doors open inside. So I'm going to be getting rid of my my TARDIS money boxes.
Why?
Because I want to keep proper TARDISes in there. Oh dear, I can't shut the doors.
I'm going to wait till the Catherine Tate one comes out, because I'm definitely going to.
I don't think there is a Catherine Tate TARDIS.
There's going to be a Catherine Tate TARDIS with Doctor and Catherine Tate in it.
No, all you have to do is get the figures and stick the figures inside the TARDIS.
I'm
going to
get the Catherine Tate figure.
Anyway, I think it's time to go. Thank you, Isabella.
I think it's time to go. How Martha's going to come back, how they're going to make how they're going to make it.
Well, unfortunately, we're October, 6 months to go before the new series starts. But what we're mainly looking forward to, because it's a bit nearer, is the Voyage of the Damned, which is in 2.5 months' time Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
The Doctor Who Christmas special. Anyway, thank you, Alicia. I'm going to have to move on. If only you could be as forthcoming with your discussions on Doctor Who in every episode, I'm sure it would be fantastic. So I'll see you later, Alicia. Bye.
Bye.
So whatever did happen to our review... Oh, they've gone over there. Always have to do this, move the computer. So whatever did happen to our review of Seeds of Doom, then?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, that's what I thought. That'd be brilliant, that you're having just bought it and not watched it yet, that we could have actually done, from 3 years ago, a review of Seeds of Doom. Can you remember it?
No.
There you go.
There you go, Isabella Parrot.
Let's get some sensibility. What do you think, Deborah, of the Alicia from 3 years ago?
Lovely.
What do you think of the...
Now, Nightmare.
Yes. Thank you very much. I think that's probably about right. Isabella, what do you think of the Alicia from 3 years ago?
Beautiful.
Okay, fair enough. So I have to apologise to the other podcasters who sent in their audio promos, but like I said before, I can't access my email account and download the audio because we've been away since Monday, and I have to wait until... Oh, it's a plane! I have to wait until at least Friday when we move to a Travelodge hotel before I have an opportunity, possibly... Possibility.
Stop
moaning.
They're
arguing over Lego.
Want to make a funny face?
You have got a funny face, darling. You don't need to make one.
Funny,
sir. Yeah, so we might be able to download them at the Travelodge Lancaster on Friday and Saturday, and hopefully do a bit more podcasting wise. Then, what do you think, Alicia?
You just ruined my masterpiece.
Yes. Okay, well that'll do for the time being, I think.